Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680. Hey, Ray, Adrianza. I hope I said it right. I'm working on it all spring. But if anyone has been the talk of the camp, it's been you. And how do you feel being in spring training and doing so well?
I mean, I feel great. I feel amazing, you know, working with those guys. Scudero, Pence, Morris, Sandoval. It's, so far, it's going to be a good start for me. I have to keep working on my hitting, you know. This is the most important thing right now.
Well, it's nice to see you at second base. And I know you've played shortstop all throughout the minor leagues. But people tell me, originally, you were a second baseman.
Yeah, when I before I signed, I was second baseman when I was like 14, 15 years old. So when I signed, they told me, hey, you're going to get like tall, so you have to move to shortstop. So, but for me, it's nothing like a... like a bad thing for me, like because I play in winter ball like 30 games, and then last year I played like 20 games second base, so I know very good the position and feel great.
Oh, wonderful. Hey, Ray, Adrianza with us. Growing up, who are some of the players that you like to watch? You saw so many good players. Who do you like to watch?
For me, my favorite player is Oswaldo Guillen because he's my godfather. So I still am talking to him about the little thing that I have to do to make the team, it's pretty amazing.
Well, a wonderful player, Ozzie Guillen. Come on, a wonderful shortstop for the White Sox for so many years. How did it come that he was your godfather? How did that happen?
Because my dad and him went up together. They went to the school together. They played for the same team in my neighborhood. So when my mom got pregnant, you know, and my dad told Ozzie to be my godfather, and it's a pretty good history.
What a great story. Good story, hey, Ray. All right, now, playing second base for you, what's the toughest part? Your shortstop, you see the ball a little differently. What's the toughest part for you at second?
For me right now, it's throwing double plays because from shortstop, you can see the running coming off to you, but from second base, you never saw the running coming to you. So I'm still working on it and to how to get better in that.
So what sort of work do you do down here in spring training? Every day, do you turn double plays? What do you do every day?
I mean, every day I took a lot of ground balls and short and second, like you say, turning double plays. Learning about the position when the it's like a bunt play, you know, and all the stuff. Ron Gores and Jose Alguacil is helping me on that kind of stuff.
All right, boy, this is a good story. I like this story, and everyone in San Francisco is very excited about you. And anyone comes down here for spring training, you're the first one they want to know about. So you're having a nice spring. But the bat has been good. Now, your switch hitter, do you have a favorite side to hit from? What's your natural side?
My natural side is the right one.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? I come here early and going to the cage or hitting the tee and working on the little things, you know. Like I say, I have to keep working on my hitting. That's going to help me a lot during my career.
Yeah, because switch hitting, I mean, you have power. You hit some home runs, and even when you came up in September, you showed power. All of a sudden, power guy.
I mean, I've been here since January, so I have to. I've been working out in Scottsdale right here in the minor league complex for like a month and a half. So I gained like 6 or 10 pounds. Mm-hmm. So it's helping me a lot right now.
So how old are you now? Because you signed as a very young man. So first I'll ask you, how old were you when you signed? How old are you now?
I signed when I was 16 years old. Oh. Yeah, right now I'm 24.
God. So had you been in the United States before, after you signed your contract? Is that the first time you'd come to the United States?
No, it was my first time. It was in 2008 when I played right here in rookie ball.
Ah, okay. So what did you think? How's the transition, the food and the language and all that? Because your English is terrific.
I mean, I still have to learn more English. I'm still working on it. The first couple of years was kind of hard because the food, like you say, you know, no other people, like the language, like the community, all that kind of stuff. I'm still working on it.
No, you're doing beautifully. Believe me, nice to have you here. A-Ray Adrianza. You say it better than me. It's one of those names where we love to say it, and everyone says it differently, so I'm glad that we could have you on. What's the best part of being a major leaguer? Well, what's the best part? Because you've been in the minor leagues. You've been in the rookie ball, Augusta, San Jose, Fresno, Richmond. What makes it different? What's the best part of being here?
I mean, it's a lot of things, you know. For me, it was like a dream since I signed when I was like 16 years old. I told my dad, hey, one day I have to play with those stars, so it's kind of a dream. And for me, I'm working on it for me from the first day until the World Series.
How's the food?
Pretty good.
How's the airline?
The what?
The travel, the airplane.
Oh, it's amazing, man, you know.
Well, it's nice to have you on. It really is. And I look forward to having you on during the season as well. And is this sort of a dream come true for you?
Yes, it is, you know. Yeah. Like I told you, I'm working on it because I want to be here since the first day of opening day, and why not the World Series?
Did you ever think you wouldn't make it?
No, never.
Good. Good. Beautiful. Thanks for being on. I appreciate it. Nice to see you, and I know a lot of the fans will be glad to hear your voice and know the kind of guy you are. A-Ray, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.